What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. I'm your host, Ale, and I'm joined alongside one more time by my lovely co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And today is Saturday, May 4th, and may the mother freaking 4th be with you. It's also your niece's birthday, so happy birthday, bleep. Happy birthday, you. Have you ever, made her the Star Wars birthday or no? Yeah, you guys have to have done that. No way.
No. Oh, I don't think we have ever done, for her, she's kind of crazy because I think it was, last year, 2 years ago, her birthday party theme was Target. So they did, a Target theme.
We got an expensive one, y'all, and she is not afraid to fucking show that shit. R.I.P. her parents' wallets. So, do you want to go ahead and talk about our weekend, your week, anything interesting, any updates? Tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo. So happy late Cinco de Mayo to you guys.
Yeah. Not really. Hopefully we go to the meet tomorrow. Unfortunately, I won't take my car, but
guys, we're going to go in mi mamalona to the Cinco de Mayo meet. Maybe depends on how I feel after work. But we're going to be out here in these streets. You said nothing for your week?
No.
For my week, I accidentally punched somebody. What else? I'm pretty sure that's it. I have to actually, now that we're talking about it, figure out how I'm going to put my flag up for tomorrow. That way, when I drive to work and everything, it doesn't fly off and people don't try to fuck with me and take it. So, because people will. I've thought about it, so I don't doubt nobody else has thought about it. But, yeah, I don't think I had anything interesting this week. What did we do yesterday? We just
kind of just chilled around yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, so today, guys. Okay, so for 420, my job gave me a little goodie bag. So in the goodie bag, we got some caramel cubes, Irish cream to be exact. So this morning, if you guys live in Las Vegas, I don't know if they have it anywhere outside of Las Vegas, but our favorite breakfast spot now is Casa Desayuno. That's what it is, right? Casa Desayuno. There's one over here on Lake Mead, and there's another one on Charleston. Fuck, y'all better not pack that shit up when I want to go. Go when you want to, but don't go when I want to. But we went over there and we got some breakfast, and the chilaquiles there are top tier. Who the fuck made this food delicious? So good. They're my favorite that I've ever tasted in my entire life. Sorry for my dead grandmother who's hearing this, but this is true. This is very true. This is how you know I am being very true. We got a 3 mini pancakes tray, and I'll go ahead and insert the clip here, guys. So we got, what was it? Gansito flavor pancakes, Nutella flavor pancakes, and lechera.
Yeah.
Lechera with cajeta. Oh my God, guys. Those are so yummy. The gansito is, yes, exactly what you're thinking about. Those treats. And then what did you get? You got a burrito, basically chilaquiles and huevos. Basically everything I got.
Yeah.
In a burrito.
With steak.
I didn't have steak on my plate. But that shit was fat. It was so big. You looked ridiculous picking that food up to your plate, to your face.
What it has been like something from Mexico that when your cousins or family talks about eating it, you're kind of like, how the fuck do you guys eat that? How does that make sense to you guys eat that?
Nopales.
Are you serious? Because
they're fucking nasty.
Oh, I love me some.
At first, I used to think that red rice with bananas was what the fuck is wrong with you people? But then I ate it and I was like, this is so yummy.
Never had that.
It's so good. It's so fucking good. Sometimes I've ate it with tortilla chips before, and it's pretty good.
You know,
I still prefer without the chips, but hey, don't knock it till you try it.
I mean,
and then my cousin would put gummy bears with tajin and shit, and I was like, dude, what the fuck's your issue? But they were still good when I tried them, and now everybody and their mamas is that's how they eat their gummy bears.
Right.
And when I came back from Mexico doing all that, everybody was like, what the fuck are you doing? And now those bitches are paying fucking
$6-$7 for the same shit. No, fucking for me it was like the tortas de tamal.
Tortas de tamal.
Yeah, like you'd put a tamal inside your torta.
Isn't that what you literally were crying to get at the fair last year and that's why you wanted to go?
No, I told you that I've never seen that in my life. Like, because, like, over here, I've never seen any restaurants that had that. So, to me, like, that's just one of those things.
That was a Halloween carnival that had that, huh, last
no,
year?
No, it was the...
Over there at the Silver Nugget, and it was too small, so we left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's exact. You went for that, and I went for the pozole.
Yeah.
But it was so small and crowded, guys, we just fucking left.
And then today, like, when I ate the fucking burrito made out of the chilaquiles... I felt weird, too, because I was like, why am I eating a big-ass tortilla wrapped around little tortillas? Like,
and then it's like, you when you... Okay, so everybody will sit there and fuck up tortilla chips con queso blanco, con frijoles, con salsa. Like, you know how they bring out those little entrees?
Right.
So you eat more than four chips, right?
Right.
Okay, I must be dumb, stupid, or slow because why did it barely occur to me on because of a Facebook post? I was like, I hope you know each four tortilla chips you're eating, you eat a whole tortilla. And I'm like, God damn, bro. I really sat here and ate like six tortillas before my plate came out and still kept eating. What the fuck? But I don't know why that didn't occur to me as a thought until that post.
That's so true, though.
You're really sitting here eating a shit ton of tortillas before your food comes out.
But
no
I mean,
wonder I'm out here looking like a little Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
Before my plate comes out.
That's what I'm saying. It works itself out because you don't go home without feeling satisfied.
Without not feeling satisfied.
Right.
What were we talking about?
The Casa de Desayunos.
Oh.
Okay, another
thing. Wait, no. Okay, let me finish that. And then you had that. And then with our cafecitos, we put our Irish cream edibles in there, guys. And it melted and it was just, it was a good time. So now you say what you want. And again, the clip was right there.
Okay, chat. I got a question for you guys. It's a real question. Do you guys ever feel like you guys go to a restaurant or a certain place where like nobody else goes? Or even like lines in restaurants. And then all the fucking sudden when you like want to go to the line, the AI show up. Because this has happened to us so many times now. And like, you've never noticed it. I had to tell you like what was going on. And then after that, you started noticing it, right?
Okay.
So
sometimes.
Like, I wonder if like other people notice that shit too. Like, the AI is real.
I think we just start the wave. If you guys can hear Ranger chewing on his hoof, mind your business. Just the way that this fool should have been doing that shit outside, not in my room. Let me see if you guys can hear him. And today on SVEP, I'm pretty sure this is 55. We're going to have some ASMR from you from our little DJ Ranger. Did he just stop chewing now?
We see how he devours.
You guys let us know if you guys like our little random ASMR of our animals or do we just need to fucking stop? Like, do we have issues? Other than that, do you want to say anything else about your weekend or whatever the fuck we were talking about?
No.
Our breakfast that we had this morning?
No, that should be it. It was pretty good.
Did that coffee hit you?
Slowly it did. I'm not going to lie. It did taste good, like, by itself. It tasted really good. Mm-hmm. In the coffee, like, I feel the coffee was just a little strong. So, I didn't get much of the taste out of it like that. But it did calm me down. I was feeling, like, since yesterday, I was feeling, like, really energetic. But my legs were hurting. So, it was like, I wanted to do shit, but couldn't do shit.
It definitely relaxed me. I was about to take a nap, but the coffee kind of fought the nap off. So, yeah, now we're out here. All right, let's go ahead and go into our first segment, though. Uncontrolled woman. with this segment, we go on the Flow app, an app you can get on your phone, and it's a period tracker. So basically, it'll help you keep track of your period to know when you're going to feel certain symptoms, know how heavy the flow is about to be or not to be, and it'll help you get pregnant and not stay pregnant. Plus, it'll help you take your birth control on time, too, a little reminder. Not get pregnant. And, yeah, and then there's also a little women's chat room where we can go ahead and ask for advice or talk about deep conversations, you know. And then there's a little insights tab where we can go ahead and learn about the woman's body. And that's what we're about to do right now. So tune in, men. Listen, because this can concern somebody in your life or maybe somebody who you will have in your life in the future. So, and then sometimes these topics also concern you guys as well. So just tune in, or if not, look at the timestamps below. There you go. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to DJ tonight. All right. So today's topic is nausea and the menstrual cycle. And what is the link to it? How do you feel when you feel nauseous? How do you feel when you feel nauseous?
To be honest, like, my palms start getting, like, super sweaty.
Knees, weak, arm are heavy. I was about to do that. Spaghetti. I said arm spaghetti. Oh, God.
No, honestly, like, I start getting hella, like, salivated. Like, my mouth starts salivating a lot. And I start, like, if I really am feeling it, like, because of foods or whatever, I will start getting, like, heat waves.
Yeah, I'll start getting sweaty and, like, I want to pass out until I throw up. So, the queasy connection is going to be, for some people, they'll feel nausea, they'll feel nauseous between their cycles. Let's see. And this is going to be explained by Dr. Sarah Toogood. We've heard of her before. And then she says it's It's most typical the week before your period starts and the first few days of your period. So that's when you could go ahead and watch out for it. And then nausea during ovulation is not that common, so you shouldn't really have to look forward to that during that part of your cycle. So, you're going to ask, why do some people experience nausea during their cycles? And that's because it could be triggered by cramps or pain. And it's also caused by a hormone that we have called proestrogen. And that peaks about a week before your period. So it lines up perfectly. You're nauseous when that hormone comes out. And that hormone comes out the week before your period, just as the nausea will soon be hitting. It can also affect your gut and how slow your body ingests things that you eat. So that means that food and fluids travel more slowly throughout your body, which can cause you to feel a little uneasy because you just got it all built up inside of you. So Mrs. Toogood, or Dr. Toogood, that's what it says, she suggests that tracking your symptoms and looking for any triggers or patterns, which you could do on the Flow app. And then if nausea occurs within the same time every time in your cycle, then that's going to be it. And then what else could it be? It could also be something that you might need to go ahead and call your healthcare provider for. So if you notice it just even after your cycle out of it, go ahead and call that healthcare provider, especially if you're feeling pain with it. And then here's a couple of things that can go ahead and help with your nausea. So you're supposed to get plenty of fresh air. Get out of that stuffy room, because not even just for nausea, but even when you're feeling down in the dumps, go get some fresh air, get some sun, get out of that 4x4 room. Just get out. You're going to need some fresh air. Of course, eating small and frequent meals. That way you don't get so bloated and have so much stored up in there. Avoid any trigger foods like spicy or greasy foods, whatever makes your stomach, and you know it'll make your stomach feel uneasy. You can also go ahead and try eating some ginger. you could either get some tea or some ginger candies, and that really helps with some nausea. And then be mindful of medications. So some over-the-counter medications such as ibuprofen can go ahead and help with your cramps. So the cramps will go ahead and help ease the nausea, if the nausea is related to pain. And then just make sure you don't take it on an empty stomach, even though you've been nauseous. Try to have something in there to go ahead and digest the pill with. And that is nausea with the menstrual cycle. So yeah. And then I'm pretty sure all those tips to control the nausea is not just for when you're on your menstrual cycle. It's for any day-to-day nausea. Ta-da! That's good to know. I like that. Just because I don't know why, but this week I got nauseous for no reason.
During your cycle?
No. Well, I guess it was for a reason. At work, we have to use a lot of chemicals. So at some point, the smell of the alcohol really just got to me, and I got super nauseous to where I was like about to fucking throw up. But I kind of just took some deep breaths and calmed it down.
She said, let me smell more of that.
Literally. But yeah. You have anything to say about that?
Not really.
Okay. All right. I want to go ahead and start with this because I'm really excited to talk about this. So we're going to play a game called Fake or Real with news headlines. And so basically, I went on some websites and it's going to give me a quiz of fake and real headlines. And we have to figure out which ones are fake and which ones are real. And it's going to be me and you. Let me go ahead and get a piece of paper so we can count our points. 1v1 me.
Wait, are these things that have happened?
I guess if they were real, that means they happened. So, okay. All right. This is me and this is you. Here's our points. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. Number one, NASA is installing internet on the moon. Is it real or is it fake?
Fuck.
I want to say real.
I want to say real too, but...
Final answer?
I'll go with fake.
All right, I'll put yours. It's real. This is really happening. NASA will be building a 4G network on the moon, enabling them to control lunar robots. This story was reported by NewsRound, The Independent, and several other sites. All right, guys. So, like I said, I just looked up these websites because I thought of a cool game like this. And so whether or not this website is being factual, I'm not sure.
They broke out there.
Who? Because they got 4G, not 5G?
They got 4G in the moon.
All right. So, I guess that's one point for me. A university banned the use of capital letters to avoid scaring students. Real. I call real.
I call fake. That just sounds...
Final answer?
Yeah, that sounds kind of like dumb.
Oh, it's fake. Fuck. Yeah. Some real guidance given by a university was misreported to seem more dramatic. It's important to check a story and multiple sources to get the full picture. So I guess somebody tried to make that a headline and people took it wrong.
That's kind of funny, though. Imagine, like, you couldn't use no...
Sometimes that's why I was scared to use caps in my work emails, because I'm like, I don't want them to think that I'm yelling, but this is something really important.
Get this shit done now.
All right. Couple in California named baby with emoji. Real.
It's real, but I don't think you can do it.
So, final answer, real?
Sure.
Okay. Fake. Fuck. Yeah, it's just completely made up. So, we both didn't get a point.
I thought it would be real because of Elon's baby.
What is Elon's baby?
He tried to name it XV something. So, like, a bunch of, like, numbers and letters. And it was, like, I think it was because he got his wife's favorite something and then his favorite plane.
Bruh. All right. 8-year-old girl pulls medieval sword from lake.
Real.
I want to say real, but I've been saying real. I'm going to say fake. It is real. Yep.
Probably in Scotland.
Yeah, this is real. It doesn't say where. Oh. All right, so we're going to write your point. All right, number five. German street covered in chocolate after leak from chocolate factory. Fake.
Yeah.
Fake?
Yeah, fake. Out here.
It is real.
What?
It really happened. A ton of chocolate leaked from a chocolate factory in Westonen, covering the pavement. This was reported by the Washington Post and several other sources. Who gets that point?
None of us.
Oh, you said fake too?
Yeah.
School bans parents from sports day for bad behavior. Real.
Fake.
Okay. It's real. A school banned parents from attending sports day after becoming too competitive and threatening staff. If you're unsure about a story, check where it's being reported. All right, but yeah, I kind of figured it was going to be for some competitive shit. Spinach is taught how to send emails. Yep. Spinach is taught how to send emails. Real or fake?
Fake.
Fake? Imagine. I'm going to say fake too. It's real.
What the fuck, dude?
Maybe this website is lying. This viral story seems too good to be true, but it was reported by trustworthy news sources like The Telegraph and Huffington Post. Maybe look that one up while we think about the next one. So we both said fake, right? Okay. Gorilla learns to knit. Real. Gorilla learns to knit. I say real.
Fake.
Oh, it's fake. Okay. Damn. All right, let me go, because that one was from theguardian.com. That quiz. All right. This is from newsmediaalliance.org. And again, guys, this is just for fun. Whether or not we're actually...
So it says, regardless of your personal thoughts or talking vegetables, scientists at the Institute of Technology in the U.S. have engineered spinach plants that can detect explosive material in soil and relay information back via email.
So it was taught?
So it says, okay, so technically it is not the spinach itself that sends messages.
So it basically kind of was taught, though.
Yeah.
So this website that we read is actually not lying to us?
No. But that's crazy that they're using it to find bombs.
Something so simple as some spinach. All right. This is another website. Sorry if you guys hear the dogs. Let's see. This has more like actual stuff. All right. Pipe bomb handed back to passenger by airport guardian. Real.
Fake.
Sorry. This guys. One is real. A 18-year-old tried to board an airplane in Edmonton International Airport with a pipe bomb in his bag. After removing the device, guardians let the man on board with one guard. I said guardians. I meant guard. With guards. With one guard allegedly attempting to return the device. So you said who won that point?
You.
Okay. Man walks into haunted house with chainsaw, murders 7 people.
Real.
Okay, I already know the answer to this one. And I won't give myself the point, but no, it was fake news.
What the fuck?
All right. Let's see. All right. Police believe Venezuela zoo animals stolen for food amid crisis.
Real.
I believe so too. Yep. This is the real deal. As reported by Reuters in 2017, 2 animals went missing from the Zulia Metropolitan Zoological Park. Police said that they suspected the animals were stolen to be used as food, as many in the country were starving. Did we both say Rio? Or
yeah.
We both said Rio?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we both get a point.
I feel like that's so crazy. Like,
we're tied right now.
I would never really think of... Like, you know how we always think about where we would go to get our food sources if the world ended?
We all say stores and shit. Yeah, like, we're going for the zoos.
Fuck that. I'm going to the Mandalay Bay.
I'm gonna eat. Ooh, mariscos.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Some calamari.
Police appeal for information about chicken crossing road.
I hate these police ones.
I want to say real.
Fuck. Fake.
It is real. Son of a bitch. It is reported by the BBC in 2016. Police were called when drivers in British town spotted a lone chicken wandering the street and grew concerned. Officers caught the hen, then reached out to the community to find its owner. So,
the fact that there's a website out there called BBC in the UK. UK, come out here and ask anybody in like sixth grade what that means, and they'll let you guys know why it's fucked up.
Truck carrying dough overflows after heat makes it rise. Real.
Oh, that's real. Imagine the pan. Oh.
Real as can be, the dump truck that happened to be carrying bread dough in Washington Interstate got a little too hot, causing the dough to rise and overflow from the truck. So we both get a point, and I have 6, you have 5.
I'll make myself a fucking sandwich.
All right, first one to how many points?
You want
to
do 8?
Why was I thinking 8? Okay. United States Treasury announces plans to produce a new $20 bill featuring Confederate General Robert E. Lee. I don't know who that fool is. I want to say fake.
I do too.
Okay. Yep. The false story popped up on a site called Real News Right Now, although the site includes information that would alert readers to the fact that it's satire. Many people fell for the story about General Lee appearing on the $20 bill. That it's satire. Oh. But yeah, that shit's fake, guys. So we were both right now. I'm at 7. I need one more point. Okay, this one's going to be touchy. Immigrants arrested for starting California wildfires. I want to say false because I doubt they would be arrested. Were those people that did it with the baby shower arrested? Or fuck the gender review? They were?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. I think it's this one's false, though, because I think it was them. They would have definitely loved to make that story go big if it were some immigrants. And I never heard about it.
I'll say fake, too, because I thought about the same thing.
It is fake news. It was based on a real arrest. However, the man arrested was not in any way connected to California wildfires. When the satirical site picked up the story, they omitted that fact. Okay. Yeah, he was not connected to the wildfires, but he was arrested over there. So,
you have
7 and I have 8.
You have to win by 1.
Huh?
You have to win by 1.
I have 8.
That's why you have to win by 1 more.
Okay, whatever. All right. Charmin tries to get Mad Pooper to turn himself in. Charmin, who's fake. That? I want to say fake, too.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Charmin.
Oh, no, that was real. After a woman in Colorado began defecating on family's front lawn each week, Charmin offered to give the woman a year's supply of toilet paper if she turned herself in.
You know Charmin is the ones with the 3 bears, right?
Charmin?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I know. They paid her. They wanted to pay her for it to stop.
Oh, I thought you didn't know who they were. That's all I was no.
Judge orders Hawaiian man. Oh, let me read it correctly because I now know how we are supposed to say Hawaii. Judge orders Hawaii man to write 144 compliments about his ex-girlfriend.
I want to say real.
Same. It is real. This one is a fact. After a man broke an order of protection by contacting his ex-girlfriend 144 times in less than 3 hours, George ordered the man to write 144 nice things about the woman to make up for all the nasty messages. And I win. I have 9 points. You have 8. Itch. But that's pretty funny, huh?
I just like that last one. That one was funny.
If you want, okay. If we have a little bit of time before we leave this episode, we'll go ahead and do one more of this. All right. So usually right here, we would have our dream segment. But unfortunately, I think this is our second episode without a dream segment. Unfortunately, you don't have a dream. I didn't have a dream, but I do have a dream that one of our listeners will go ahead and drop a dream in the Google form that's listed down below in the bio. So we could go ahead and all listen to it or read it on the podcast and you will stay anonymous. I swear the Google forms, I can't see who writes these answers. So please drop a dream down below. So again, like we said, no dream segment for this week, but let's go ahead and talk about something that I didn't know was a thing. Did you know that there was fire that was invisible?
Yeah.
What? Okay, what is it?
I forgot what it's like a mixture of, but yeah, you can't see it. Okay. Firefighters like will usually, I think there's like glasses that they'll use or certain things. But it's literally like to the naked eye, you cannot see it. And racers, I believe like the racing fuel is what causes it. So mm-hmm. there's a movie, I forgot what it's called, but one of the racers. Yeah, Will Ferrell, when he, like, that's actually true.
Clip here, guys.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah, basically in the movie, Will Ferrell is on fire. Nobody knows that he is actually on fire. So they think he's losing his marbles. And he's like, please help me, somebody. And they're like, Ricky, you're not on fire. You're not on fire. And that was based on the 1981 Indy 500 pit fire that happened with Ricky Bobby. Yeah, I went ahead and I came across this little clip. If I could go ahead and insert it here, I will. And it's just basically like out of nowhere, like he bursts into flames and nobody knows what's going on. And then they're like, it's an invisible fire. And everybody like in the crowd starts feeling that shit. And they're literally just like spraying that shit everywhere, like the
fire extinguisher.
And like you can see that he's burning and screaming. And I'm like, I've never seen that before.
And I think you can't even fight it with water because it like expands it.
It's a methanol fire. And methanol flames are almost invisible in bright sunlight conditions, but they may be detected by the heat generated or by burning of other materials. Large amounts of water will remove heat and be effective by diluting methanol to the point to where most flames can be they can be extinguished. To prevent fires, keep open flame sparks and, you know, anything that'll spark a fire up. But yeah, it's for a couple of decades, that's what race cars were using because of the safety characteristics. It being invisible flames isn't one of them. Guys, if you hear Ranger crunching, I am so sorry. But yeah, I have a little like article right here that tells me everything about methanol fires. By the Methanol Institute. It's a methanol safety and fact sheet. And I just found that online. So you guys can go ahead and probably find it too. But yeah, I did not know that these things were real, like there's actual invisible fires.
I heard, like I said, I heard about it because of the movie and then a show that I've seen. Like that's the only reason. Is the movie
like making fun of it?
I think so, in a way.
That's crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, imagine if like the world, I don't want to say that we're sensitive now, but I can see why they say that our generation is more sensitive than back then. Because back then you could get away with like shit like that. And nowadays it's like, yeah, like nowadays it's like, oh,
I mean, I guess it's funny to an extent, but I'm like, damn, like y'all should have still like let it be known like, hey, this is actually real though. Like that those fires actually do happen. And don't think your friends are crazy. Like, they could actually be on fire.
Right.
But I thought that was a little interesting fact so you guys can know. So, yeah, methanol fires have invisible flames. So, if somebody says they're burning alive and you don't see flames, they're not crazy. They might actually be burning. So, be careful, and especially if you feel heat and you're not really sure what's going on and it feels like something's on, like there's a flame there and you don't see it, there might actually be a flame there. So, please do be cautious. Damn, so I guess you knew. I didn't know. It's pretty cool and not cool, but
it's cool to know.
It's a fun fact to know, and it's a good fact to know, that's for sure. So, like I said, no segment. So, either we could talk about something completely different, or we could talk about this. So, Kanye West. Have you heard what Kanye West wants to do?
Yeezy.
Do you know what what industry Ye is trying to go into?
Livestock. I knew that he was trying to do that for a while, but no.
Okay, so did you remember when Kanye was basically telling Kim, get North off of TikTok, off of social media, I don't want my kids on social media? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
When he was telling her all this shit because she was making some fucking TikToks where her and Penelope and all her brothers.
Right. He never even wanted his kids to, like, show up on the Kardashian shows and shit.
Okay. So he didn't want his kids to be shown or nothing because he didn't. Okay. So did you ever see when, I think it was one of Kim's sons, or I think so, he was playing Roblox and his mom's sex tape was in a glass case on Roblox. And he's like, Mom, look at this.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that shit was funny. They put that on the show. Tristan was there, and Tristan, like, his face got all freaked out because he thought they found more pictures of him cheating.
Bruh.
Yeah. But anyway, so Kanye really wants to point a lot of fingers at Kim for what she's exposing their daughter to, right? But he's the one that wants to launch a porn studio. Yep. So he did an announcement with it basically telling, like, in the voice of the video, you can hear people saying to go to Yeezy.com. And that it's going to be Yeezy Porn is coming. That's the message that was on the screen. It says Yeezy Porn is coming. And so, yeah, he's basically trying to go ahead and get into the porn industry.
You know, he's one of those artists that to me has always been so.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I like him. I do too, but he's always been, like, so complicated to me as, like, a person. Because, like, he goes, does something crazy, then does something that, like, goes against what he just did. You know, like
he's over here saying, God, all this.
Yeah, and like, that. He started his own church and shit.
I'm holy, but now it's like, pot that pussy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, what the fuck?
I mean, that probably goes to show why he likes. Because everybody knows that when him and Kim got married, he dressed her up like if that was his own Barbie doll. So, I mean, with his new wife, Blanca, I think so, she walks around practically literally naked with him out in the street. So maybe he could be using her as some type of promo for this new porn studio. So I don't think he's launching he says it's going to be on his website. Yeezy Porn. I don't know if he's just gonna be a studio for the porn or if he's gonna upload porn tapes that he recorded, but
right.
Yeah.
Play a director.
Yeah, he's gonna have Adam 22 up on there for sure because Adam 22 built a name for himself. So I mean shit. I'm not gonna, but yeah.
I mean,
yep.
That's kind of funny, though.
Like, imagine the top level, like, package that you could get in there includes the second part of Kim's sex tape.
Him and Ray J click. Oh, God.
They're like, you know what? Fuck it, Brody. Let's make this bag. Fuck that.
I mean.
Sheesh.
The shit that, like, that family just gives
they're
out
so,
is so
funny
crazy.
I love them. I'm sorry, but Keeping Up with the Kardashians is my shit. The drama is my shit. The funny stories, like, I love how North is already popping off with all her music and she's working that shit too. So I like it. I'm here for it. I don't know if I probably would have waited till my children were older, so they don't fucking wanna be looking up on mommy and daddy's websites and fuck around and find out.
I mean, that's the thing that's crazy to me, because it's like, mm-hmm. now they know who their dad is. Now they know, like,
now they can understand the influence that they're creating for the people.
That, like, now they know about the internet, how to use it.
They know the fans, like, that they have.
Imagine their friends going up to them and being like, the influence
that they have.
Well, I'm just saying, like, imagine their friends running up to them and being like, you seen these shoes on your dad's website? And you go on there and the first thing you see is, like,
your stepmommy naked.
For real, like,
in the first video type shit.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, you do your thingy. Seriously, he's doing that
thing. You might be the only one that gets Snoop Dogg on there.
Oh. Well, are him and Snoop Dogg cool?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, maybe Snoop Dogg didn't do OnlyFans because he wanted to give his sunshine to Yee. He was saving it for Yee. All right.
That sounds so wrong. He was saving it for Yee.
All right, we're going to go ahead real quick and just go over this rap beef real quick. Right now, today is Saturday, like we said, May 4th, and the 4th has been with us, guys, because Drake and Kendrick have been going back to back all fucking day. Just some key points that popped out for you. For me, Kendrick used Drake's house with some pedo. Like, it shows where pedos are on your map, those little red dots. He put that on Drake's house for one of his covers for his diss track. He said Drake has a daughter. What did Drake say? Like, what's some things that Drake has said?
Honestly, like, I haven't really kept up with Drake's side of it.
Yeah, I haven't really heard people talking about Drake's bars.
A lot of people are like, oh, well, he's doing, like, a good job. To me, honestly, like, a lot of people were making fun of him, and Drake was, when he dropped his first song, mm-hmm. which I think is called Push Ups, it was pretty good. I'm not going to lie, I added it. But then when he dropped his second song with the AI of Snoop and Tupac, I didn't listen to that one.
Me either. But boy, I heard, that was giving desperate.
I heard that one was like him just basically saying, like, you're taking forever to drop. Meantime, I could do this over and over. So
yeah, boy, because he got all them ghostwriters ready with that shit.
That's why I felt like when Kendrick dropped this one, like the first one that he dropped, Euphoria, mm-hmm. that to me, like, he's playing so, like, everybody says that Drake always has played mind games with, like, whoever he has beef in the industry with. But I feel like Kendrick's mind games are just so much above. Like, they're playing chess and Kendrick's is just winning.
Yeah, somebody, like, said, imagine J. Cole drops a diss and disses both of them. Well, and then Ryan Garcia already said Kendrick won because he already exposed Drake for being in the Fettos in their section. So he said nobody likes those guys, so that's it. Kendrick won that shit.
I mean, the fact that, like, a lot of people have already said that about Drake, like, so many times. Like,
I believe it for every artist. If they're truly not representing something good and holy, I feel like all of them have already done shit like that.
One, like, to me, the crazy part is, like, just on the TikToks, he's just, like, that I've watched, they've said that, like, Kendrick's called out, or that Drake called out Kendrick's family. So Kendrick literally made a song talking to his mom, talking to his dad, like, literally going after him. Not the mommy on the diss track. The fucking, one of his songs has, like, just the title of the song has, like, six different meanings. Euphoria is named after the song, the show. Like, he's just going in on this fool, like.
So, like we said, this is Saturday. So, let's see what happens by Wednesday and all the drama that happens with all these guys. Guys, let us know who's winning this battle right now. Comment down below.
Who do you got?
Who's winning?
No. Who do you got, like, winning this at the end?
I'm here for the ride. I grew up on all these people. I'm here for the good run. I really don't care, regardless of, as long as nobody actually gets touched, I'm chilling. But like I said, let's go ahead and go to our last segment. Listen to the clips from What Happens in Vegas. I'm gonna keep on the run, gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. All right, so maybe you guys aren't together, but what's one secret that you're gonna try to keep away from him?
Secret?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have any secrets. All
right. What about one embarrassing moment?
Okay. Embarrassing moment. We have to think. I don't know. I don't have one. Yeah. I literally told him everything.
Okay. I appreciate it, though.
So you guys aren't going to know each other's answers, obviously, and the podcast isn't going to know you guys' names or nothing, all right? So the first question is, what is one secret that you have kept from her so far?
Nothing. There's generally no secret that I've kept from her so far. We haven't known each other that long, like a month. We've been completely transparent. We believe in a lot of transparency, so I genuinely believe there's no secret so far.
That's good. I like that. What about an embarrassing moment?
Oh, man. We went to Brooklyn Bowl, and she dropped ice over the edge, and it hit somebody. And then everybody was staring at us at the bottom. And that was really embarrassing. We only got like halfway through the drink, but it's okay. It was kind of cute. Yeah.
I like that. What'd you guys go see at the Brick and Bull?
Oh, it was just emo night.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I never heard about that.
They have an emo night every month.
Oh, really?
Like, around the end of the month.
Oh, okay. Is it like a concert or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah. Sweet. Yeah. That was my two questions.
So what's one secret you've never told your partner before?
Oh, bruh. I tell him everything. Like, no lie. That's not even, like, an exaggeration. This one is, like, not that serious. The first time, like, I actually, like, we started dating, I fucking sharted at his house. It's not that serious.
Fuck you mean it's not that serious? Yes, the fuck it is. I don't know. I've never fucking met a person that said a shart is not fucking serious.
Yeah, it's not even that serious for real. It's just light work, honestly. Like, but no, like, yeah, and he doesn't know. Like,
so, like, what'd you do? Like, how did you fix this fucking situation?
I'm lactose intolerant, right? So, like, I had my fair share of milk this day, and I ended up, you know, having too much. And literally, like, I ended up just, like, switching out, like, to wear his boxers instead and just quickly, like, wash them and put them in the washer. Yeah.
And he didn't notice you do all this shit?
No.
Okay.
He lets me do
I don't know what the fuck you've done that shit's light work for you. I pray for you. All right. What about one I guess that counts as embarrassing as well, but what about one embarrassing moment he doesn't know about? Because that's already your secret. Do you have another one that you could probably
that
share?
That's pretty much it. Like, he knows everything. The farts, the fucking shitting myself, pissing. Yeah, he knows everything.
So. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, you guys won't know each other's answers. The podcast won't know you guys at all. Okay. What is one secret that you have kept from her so far?
A secret?
Yes, sir.
Shit. Okay. She likes this band Death Grips, and like she plays it all the time, and I fucking hate them, dog. Just a little bit. I don't. If she were to ask me, like, hey, do you like this song? I would say no, but she hasn't asked. She just keeps playing it, and yeah, that's.
She's trying to make you like it and shit.
I don't know if she's trying to make me like it, but it's not working.
What about an embarrassing moment you haven't told her so far?
An embarrassing moment. I don't know, actually. I think I've told her, like we play this card game where we talk about stuff like this, and I think I've told her an embarrassing moment before. I don't know, maybe like fucking up her bathroom one time or something.
How did that happen?
No, I mean, you know how I get down, you know?
Right. Hell yeah. Sweet, thank you.
All right, those are our clips from our segment, What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we go around asking couples what's one embarrassing story that you never told your partner before or one juicy secret that you're hiding from them. And now we're going to talk about it with our first couple. Our boyfriend didn't have a secret, but he did have an embarrassing moment. And basically, they were at the Brooklyn Bowl for emo night. So if you're in Vegas and eres emo, they have emo night at the Brooklyn Bowl every month. But yeah, she basically dropped ice from the top deck onto people's heads. You should have said that it was supposed to be one that she didn't know about, but I guess we still got an embarrassing moment from her since she didn't want to give it to us. Wait, and she told me she didn't have a secret or embarrassing moment. That she just made one happen like an hour ago. What do you mean you don't have an embarrassing moment?
She wasn't embarrassed. She was like, y'all deserved it. He was over here like, bitch, I'm getting secondhand.
Embarrassment. She was doing it on purpose and shit.
She's like, how far will you ride?
Oh my God, I would have been so pissed. I guaranteed whoever dropped that, whoever she dropped that ice on was like, what the fuck? Outside. All right. For our second couple, the boyfriend, his secret was he hates her favorite band at the moment. Hey, he a real one, though, for letting her put that shit on over and over and over again. You can't say you don't do that shit either because get it sexy.
You guys, it's not that I like to or let her, but she literally puts it on and then she's like, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to restart it. I'm going to turn it off if you turn mine off. Like, at that point, it's like, all right, just play your shit and get it done with, you know? Okay. By the way, if your girl's out here listening to Sexy Red,
I don't want to be saved.
Y'all had to put a leash on her. Make sure she don't go out in these streets like that. Because goddamn. I'm going to get a fucking chastity belt for her and shit.
What is that?
What? A chastity belt? Uh-huh. Well, it's not a chastity belt because I believe that's for guys. But for girls, it's it basically goes around your vagina and your ass. Uh-huh. And it used to be metal. And they would put a lock on it. And they stopped using them. I seen it on 1,000 Ways to Die. They stopped using them because when, like, girls would take a shower, the metal would become rust and it would rub on their legs. So that rust would go into their legs and, like, literally cause infections.
Ew. Okay. And, yeah, I'm going to get one. Sure. Totally. All right. Embarrassing moment was that he fucked up her restroom because, you know, we know how he gets down.
The fact that this fool looked at me and said, you know how I go down, like, okay.
He really told you, yeah, you know how I get down. Like, who the fuck are you? I don't even know your name,
honestly,
sir.
Like, bro, this is my first time meeting you. How do you get down? Like,
this
hold on.
This is somebody I want to be friends with because that's a fool right there. All right.
I would hate to use the restroom after him.
You know how he gets down. For the second girlfriend, she sharted, but you know, that's just light work. She sharted at his house.
Honestly, this was like one of the coolest couples. Just like the reactions to what they both said was like, how the fuck is it light work?
So they both get down the same, I guess.
No, like
they both be getting down in the
toilet.
They
don't get down the same. He gets down in the restroom. She gets down in his bedroom. Like they don't get down the same.
At his house in the restroom, I'm pretty sure, because he didn't know about it.
Well, why would you shart in your pants instead of, like, in the restroom?
You probably didn't make it on time.
I mean, either way, to me, it's
that
like...
That was also her embarrassing moment.
That's what I'm saying. The reactions to this and the fact that she's like, oh, you know, it's light work, but you don't have an embarrassing moment that's worse than that. Like, bitch, what the fuck you mean? That's light work. Like, what have you done?
Tell me more, please.
Honestly. Make my insecurities go away about the dumb shit I'd be doing.
But you notice how every single time we've had a couple that says they sharted, it's because they fucking said, I'm lactose, but I still had the milk.
Yeah.
On our fucking date.
Lactose people, y'all wild.
Really, if you guys can't I'm out here eating my ice cream and shit with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like if y'all can't handle your ice cream, bro, put that shit to the side at least for a night.
I had cookies and milk with you last night. I probably went to sleep all bloated and shit.
Jeez.
He fell asleep next to the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Okay. To the Michelin tire guy.
Okay, what the fuck? But y'all remember how last episode we talked about how he,
you know how I get down? I get down some light work.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up here, y'all. That was funny. Let me know how you guys did on that real or fake news. Could you believe some of that shit? That shit's crazy. We should definitely do that again. Really, because it was really, I liked that one. That was fun. That one was cute. Do you have to say anything before we peace out? Oh, guys, we're going to go eat some tacos right now. And we had more edibles. Woohoo. It's a good Saturday. Do you have anything else to say?
Y'all stay safe.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy late Cinco de Mayo, y'all. If you guys are white and y'all want to celebrate with us or any other race, put your flags up.
You better at least fucking put your flag up if you're going to sit here and celebrate that shit. Celebrate that L.
I'm going to put that flag up on my car, you guys, and just park it right there. I'm going to have you tow that shit through the fucking meat. I swear to God, bro.
Right now, we're going to go put the flag on the mamalona. She thick like her mama. So y'all going to see both that them asses out here on Cinco de Mayo. So I would tell y'all to keep a lookout, but trust me, that thing going to be thanging.
That thing going to be in a chastity belt.
All right, so you're good? You don't have to say nothing else?
Nope.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. I'm your host, Ale, and again, this is...
Sinvergüenza?
No.
Oh, Mr. Anonymous, my bad, y'all. She pointed at me. I was like, I'll say the outro.
And this is Sinvergüenza, the motherfucking podcast. If you're on Spotify or YouTube, or no, if you're on Spotify and Apple Podcast, drop a 5-star review. Drop a little comment within that review. If you're on YouTube and any other application or platform that you're listening, like, comment, share, subscribe. Again, the Google form will be listed down in the bio where you can go ahead and drop a dream that you've had in your sleep so we could go ahead and talk about it here on the dream segment. Only two of us can dream so much for you guys. Other than that, within that Google form, there's also other options that you could go ahead and drop a comment within. And if you go simply to our Instagram, scene.vergüenza_pod, again, scene.vergüenza_pod, just written out exactly like the podcast, you can go ahead and go find some content there. The link for the TikTok is also going to be down there in the bio, but in case you do want to go ahead, oops, sorry guys, that was a little loud. You could find us on TikTok on scene.vergüenza with 2 A's at the end, underscore, again, scene.vergüenza with 2 A's at the end, underscore, and that will be our podcast TikTok. Make sure you go ahead and look at the content there. You'll go ahead and find some Foodie Fest content that we did. I might upload the content that we did with some edibles. We'll see. But other than that, yeah, I hope you guys had a safe holiday. And other than that, we'll see you on the next one. Peace out, bitches. No.